Today is Wednesday, the 29th of October, in the 30th week of Ordinary Time. The community of Teze sing, Dominus Spiritus Est. The Lord is the Spirit gives life. God is the source of all life, the one in whom we live and move and have our being. As you look around you now, at any people or signs of life around you, can you sense God's presence? Can you sense God's Holy Spirit here? In these people, in these living things, in you. Today's reading is from St. Paul's letter to the Romans.
Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we ought, but that very Spirit intercedes with sighs too deep for words. And God, who searches the heart, knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. We know that all things work together for good for those who love God, who are called according to His purpose. For those whom He foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the image of His Son, in order that He might be the firstborn within a large family. And those whom He predestined, He also called. And those whom He called, He also justified. And those whom He justified, He also glorified.
St. Paul writes, "The Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we ought, Take a moment now to bring to God a situation that you'd like to pray about, but perhaps feel that it's too difficult to know exactly how to pray. Something that seems beyond words. Now, imagine that you quietly hold this situation or people or person in your hands before the Lord in silence. As you do so, imagine the Spirit surrounding you and searching the feelings and longings within your heart. Perhaps you can join in with the Spirit and pray with sighs too deep for words. We know that all things work together for good, for those who love God, who are called according to his purpose. As you hear the scripture read again, reflect on a time when you have known these words of St. Paul to be true for you.
Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we ought, but that very Spirit intercedes with sighs too deep for words. And God, who searches the heart, knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. We know that all things work together for good for those who love God, who are called according to his purpose. For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, in order that he might be the firstborn within a large family. And those whom he predestined, he also called, and those whom he called, he also justified, and those whom he justified, he also glorified.
As you end your time of prayer today, return to the situation you've been praying for and entrust this to the Lord's care. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.